What's good, listeners? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. Very excited to bring you another episode, this one featuring a question from one of our hardworking, ambitious, and highly intelligent listeners. Another person just like you, in other words. Well, she might not be just like you. Today's listener has started a podcast for dog lovers, and she's really into it. It's going well. Good start so far. But she's wondering if she should update her LinkedIn profile to remove references to her academic work. So she'll say more about that in her question. For me, I just wanted to say that it's been very fun to hear from so many listeners this year. If you would ever like to reach out, if you want to share a story, an update, or perhaps ask a question, just come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. I do see everything that gets submitted there. And you can also say hi to me on social media. So on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn, I'm just my name, Chris Guillebeau, G-U-I-L-L-E-B-E-A-U. And on Instagram, I am 193 countries. That would be 193, like the three numbers, and then the word countries. All right, this question, should I update my LinkedIn profile to better match my side hustle? Questions coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hi, Chris. This is Emily from Jacksonville, Florida, and I've been listening to the show for at least 2 years. The tremendous variety of examples and your answers have been so encouraging. Thanks to your show and to finding my birth family last year, I finally got up the courage this past May to start my own side hustle called Dogs Are the Best Friends. It's a podcast where owners share their sweet dog stories and I share helpful dog training and other tips. My question is, should I take down all of my academia credentials on LinkedIn and fill it out with my business ventures that I am now working on? I'm thinking that by doing this, I could reach out to people in related fields more easily and help establish authority in my niche. I really look forward to your answer. Thank you so much for being a major help in going from thinking about it to doing it.
Wow, what a great question and an update as well. Thank you so much, Emily. Thank you for sharing that. I am so glad to hear that Side Hustle School has been part of this process. But of course, you did the work. So I acknowledge that. And congratulations as well on finding your birth family. That is huge. So lots of stuff happening for you this year. Now, before we get to the question, everyone who is a dog lover out there, be sure you check out this podcast, Dogs Are the Best Friends by Emily O'Neill. And I just checked, you can find it on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and presumably some other locations as well, wherever you listen to podcasts, I would imagine. But I at least found it there. So go and listen to that. And I don't know, if anybody wants to make Cats Are the Best Friends, let me know. You know, I'm more of a cat person myself, but hey, it's cool. You know, I like all animals. So let us get into the question about LinkedIn profiles. So I actually don't think there's any need at all to update Emily's LinkedIn profile by removing her academic credentials. I don't know what those are. I'm not sure what she does for her day job. But I just tend to think, you know, she could certainly add her podcast and any other relevant materials, anything that relates, you know, to her side hustle topic and the authority she's trying to build there. But I don't think most people or really anyone would be bothered or troubled or distracted by seeing that, you know, she does other stuff besides the podcast, for example. So it seems Emily has some sort of academic job or related to academic qualifications by day, who also really likes dogs and is telling those sweet dog stories plus offering training tips. So in other words, she has more than one form of expertise, and that's okay. It's good to build authority in your field, but it doesn't have to come at the expense of any other authority you have. That is my take. But again, let me just say mostly congratulations, Emily. This really is so cool. And I will look forward to seeing what happens or hearing what happens with the podcast, Dogs Are the Best Friends. Listeners, be sure to check it out. And if you have a question, listeners, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions, as mentioned at the top. I'm going to continue to feature them throughout the rest of the year. And you are what makes this whole program possible. So thank you once again. Have a wonderful day. Be sure to work on something that's important to you and come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.